The next presentation is going to be the overarching role of critical partners in a project. We have three presenters on this panel. We have Robert Curley, Joseph Domingue, and Mike Perry. Robert Curley is the Deputy Director in CDC Budget Officer in the Financial Management Office. As Deputy Director, he provides planning, directing, organizing, and exercising control over subordinate organizations assigned to the budget execution and the budget formulation and policy health policy branches. Now, when I asked for bios, I didn't ask for 10 pages, but I'm sorry, guys. Joseph Domingue is an information technology specialist for the Office of the Chief Information Security Officer. He's a member of the CDC Information Resources Enterprise Planning Committee. Joseph is a certified information systems auditor and a certified information systems security personnel. Mike Perry, he's worked at CDC for more than 25 years, and his primary interest is in advancing and development and maturity of the interoperable information resources needed to support public health activities, both nationally and globally. Mike is an FEAC Institute Certified Enterprise Architect. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. It's good to be here with you. Might ask how I'm involved with this. I've had an interest in project management and IT project management pretty much most of my career. So I've, aside from the budget world and financial management, you might not know or realize I spent many years in financial systems within the federal government at CDC and Department of Defense. So we've come a long ways, though, in the with EPLC. Now, I sure would have liked to have seen that back in the 80s and certainly in the 90s when I was involved with a number of projects that involved activities around the world. So, you know, it's good to see. You know, John alluded to, you know, a kind of 75%, I guess you could say failure, I don't know. I think there's a lot of success, and I think there is a lot of improvement that's going on, and you're part of that. Every one of you that are here are wanting to improve your capabilities in EPLC as well as project management. You know, here at CDC, we have goals and objectives of our public health, our science, our surveillance, the epidemiology, responding immediately, rapidly, accurately. You know, we are accountable. Not only within the legislative activities that we support, but, you know, from the White House to our nation. And we can see that in a lot of different ways. And looking around the room, I see many of you that are involved with that on a constant basis. So, you know, to me, just, you know, speaking for a moment, just in the aspects of resource management, you know, we have accountability for that, for America, for our domestic activities, and of course we're very involved now even more so in our global activities. We have a great responsibility here at the CDC. I'm happy to be part of that, but it certainly does add quite a bit of demand for everything that we do on an ongoing basis. You know, John talked a little bit about the critical partners and what was going on from that review at HHS, and here at CDC, we'll focus just here a few moments here, each of us talking and sharing in our discussion here about these critical partners. And so there are nine areas here to consider and look at on an ongoing basis: acquisition management, the budget, capital planning and investment, control, enterprise architecture, finance, human resource information, security, performance, from the business owner, the Section 508, and then there are other areas defined, you know, through our national centers, and that's kind of focusing on the records management, the health scientists, epidemiologists. We could probably go on in some areas as far as that takes place. you know, I'd like to say that, you know, from the Financial Management Office and FMO, you know, we certainly have a key part in being involved as a critical partner. We're excited to be part of this from an ongoing standpoint. You know, we allocate resources from FMO out to the centers that go forward to the divisions and branches and other offices, but it's important, I think, for all of these areas we're looking at today to be engaged as early on as possible. It's a key planning element that's there. And so, you know, in acquisition management, obviously that's a milestone, key area, and as far as the critical partners go. And without the acquisition process, you know, we're not going to go very far as far as having the activities contracted out or identifying some of the key areas that need to be worked with. In the budget area that's here, and you can kind of see a couple of areas I'll allude to, but, you know, this again is, I think, important. I can't say enough that, you know, from a budget planning standpoint, is to plan, and do it early. Think as early as possible on that of what's needed and how far is that going to go. John had talked a little bit about, you know, you plan for X and then, you know, what do you need next year? There's a value process there. We do have limited resources at CDC. While I think I've seen our budget grow tremendously, just, you know, in 10 years, we have almost tripled the budget at CDC. But at the same time, we have a lot of accountability that goes along with that. We certainly have seen a lot of increase in the IT areas for our funding and how it's utilized. It's critical. It's necessary in order for us to respond. The IT areas are a very important aspect. Congress provides funding for us to maintain that. We continue to basically submit and request additional funding or identify a lot of key areas in IT. But it does take early planning and thinking about that, working with the whole critical partner group and process there. To me, it's a collective activity that everyone is involved with. The project manager shouldn't be on an island, and I think it's very important to have other people engaged so that you can think of a number of different aspects and options. I think you have to have lots of options in this process. The other, you know, continuing on to capital planning and investment control is being able to, you know, review the business case, looking at what's being planned and considered. I'll move these slides ahead, sorry. Provide, you know, the project managers with requirement activities regarding the EPLC and being able to comply with that. Enterprise architecture, John had talked about that. I think we'll hear a little bit more. Mike may speak to this a little bit more in general, but again, this is demonstrating, you know, the principles that are there for architecture, the business processes, the technical architecture that goes along with that. And finance, which you could probably, you know, identify along with budget, there's still a financial management and accountability process. And we talk about investments, we want to manage those clearly and well. There are financial systems. You know, I can speak well to a huge project that I was involved with a number of years ago. We have some of our folks here from FMO that was engaged in that. We had the Unified Financial Management System, which was a department-wide implementation. It took a lot of collaboration, and I could say that in many ways the critical partner roles that we're talking about today started from the very beginning. It took a number of people from several OpDivs to work together on that, and we had a very successful implementation. A lot of hard work, a lot of planning. There were a lot of changes that took place along the way. You know, in the follow-on of that, though, it's continued, and there still are processes that continue to use critical partners, even with changes that take place, change review boards, coming in with enhancements and such as that. So I think it's, you know, that life cycle continues. As long as that project and that activity has a life to it, then I think the critical partner process continues to have that collaboration indefinitely until it comes to some closure. Human resources are very important. You have to think about what do I need to conduct this project, this task, this activity. And that's not easy. You make estimates, you think it's going to need X and Y, you look at some models, It all ties back into what we said earlier. You're thinking about your resources. Gee, I only have so much. What will I be able to do? What will I be able to provide? What's the value that we can get from that? But thinking about that early on, I kind of liked what was being said earlier is basically under promising, like Walter said, and then over delivering. That's great. That's a great concept right there. Cause if I don't think you want to under promise too much, then you might, we want to have some certain goals and objectives to achieve from the beginning. So, in that, we're going to kind of share our process today. Again, I just want to say that FMO is committed in this activity to work with you. We have staff all around embedded throughout CDC. We have budget analysts. We're making some commitments in this year through our total FMO staff to be more committed in our customer service and strategic planning. So when you're thinking about things from the resource management aspects aside, ask, do we have some, where's FMO involved and how can we use them to help us in the process more? And certainly if you have questions and such, anything that I can help, please feel free to contact me. Just
good morning. You guys can hear me. I'm going to speak about the business owner here. The business owners are very important in this process. They basically give the requirements of what the system or this project is actually going to fulfill. That's about that for that. Section 508 is actually a mandate or a requirement that when you're building websites, that it is actually accessible for individuals with disabilities. Information security bullet. The second bullet here I want to talk about, which is very important. I work in OCISO, and most of you guys that have systems that have ever been through the certification and accreditation process, the FIPS 199 categorization and accreditation boundaries. When you start in a project and you're building a system, the data that's on that system has to be categorized. And depending on if it's going to be low, moderate, or high, it's going to dictate the controls that need to be wrapped around it. And those controls, of course, are going to cost. So that's where you need to budget for your security controls. And of course, data typing your data is going to give you that base on what you need to wrap around it, if that makes any sense. And the definitions, of course, other things that your division have in place that you may want to make sure that you wrap into the system to make sure that's taken care of. The two groups, the national centers and, of course, the enterprise. The national center, I think I look at it as a smaller version of the enterprise critical partners group. At the center level, you guys are basically going to do what we do at the enterprise level. You do your stage, you get your requirements, you review them, you get all that together, you bring it up to the enterprise, and it's more of an overseer kind of thing. This chart here, we're going to talk about this a little bit more in depth next, but as you can see, throughout this whole process, there's always a review through a step. You got the initiation. We'll take a little review at that, the concept, the planning. Through each step, we'll stop, take a look at it, make sure we're on the right path. All right.
Hey, thanks, Joseph. So, we're just looking at these, the charts. These kind of fit in with that little laminate that you've got, that you picked up this morning that shows the framework for the EPLC. The previous slide basically shows these three lanes divided up into what the deliverables are, when the project review should happen, and then when the stage gate review should happen. So one of the things that we want to talk about is the fact that critical partners really should be engaged at all levels of the project. And, you know, project managers, you guys are used to reaching out to subject matter experts, especially in the fields where the experts in those business activities that you're trying to support with these systems that you're building. Well, you can really think of the critical partners as being just another group of subject matter experts that you need to get involved in your project. And we went through the list of the subject of those subject matter experts at the beginning of this presentation. But you can really think of it as being a somewhat larger integrated project team than probably what you're what you've been used to in the past. And so, yeah, we're looking at providing project requirements from the different areas at the earliest possible point in the project, and we'll talk a little bit about that more later. So, at the project review level, and these are just basically when you're reviewing what's going on, and they're somewhat related to the stage gate reviews, but typically are just preliminary to stage gate reviews. So the project reviews are more about the project planning and how the project's going, but the critical partners are participating in that as well. And the EPLC actually requires critical partners to participate in the first review, which is the architecture review, and the requirements review that comes a little bit later. Now, the national centers may also require critical partner participation in some or all of the other reviews, and that's up to the national center, and as I'll show later on, different levels of participation by the different critical partners will vary from phase to phase. But the CDC IR governance recommends that critical partners participate in all reviews. And I think you're going to find that as you begin using this process, that it's going to be helpful because as critical partners are involved, they can help you out, they can provide the information that they have. And what's going to happen is that you're not going to be surprised in some stage gate review by a question that you weren't anticipating and coming up with information that you didn't have. So really, it's more about being prepared for these stage gate reviews and getting the information that you need when you need it. Now, on this next lane, which talks about the stage gate reviews, so EPLC actually requires critical partners to participate and the project selection, project baseline, preliminary design, operational readiness stage gate reviews. Those are those stage gate reviews that show up as yellow diamonds in this graphic here. So in each stage gate review, the deliverables are reviewed and the critical partner works with the project team to resolve any issues that might come up, and then provides recommendations to our governments for a decision to advance to the next phase. So as you might anticipate from the name stage gate, these are gates that you have to pass through, and it's really kind of a go, no-go decision that gets made by the governance body as to whether this project will proceed on to the next phase. And as indicated on the slide here, national centers may also require critical partner participation in some or all of the other stage gate reviews. And we definitely encourage the enterprise architects to be involved in the first stage gate, which is the architectural review. And of course, again, CDCR governance recommends that they participate in all of these stage gate reviews. Now, this is this actually comes from HHS, John Teeter's group, showing resource planning for EPLC, and this is kind of what I was talking about. You'll notice that various of the critical partners will be participating at different levels during different phases. In enterprise architecture, you'll notice at the top, we're most involved in the very first stages. And so that's really where you want to make sure that you get us involved, because a lot of the things that enterprise architecture is going to look at will have to do with some very basic things about how you're thinking about your project and how you're planning to build your project. So the earlier you get us involved, and when we make recommendations or start asking questions having to do with the enterprise architecture and that indicate you might need to rethink some things, it's a lot better to do that very, very early on, because some of these things are very basic to how you might be doing your project. And for those of you that aren't totally familiar with enterprise architecture, I'll give you a really quick summary of what it is. It's really strategic planning for the enterprise part two, okay? So, which is the operational plan, what a lot of people call the operational plan for the enterprise. So it's an operational plan based on a strategic plan that takes us into the future, and it looks at the business requirements and the IT requirements to support that business so that CDC can achieve its mission. You'll notice on the second row here, capital planning, it starts ramping up kind of right after enterprise architecture starts decreasing, because at that point, you know, we've talked about the plan, where your project fits into the overall plan for the agency. We finish that up, and you get into toward the end of the concept and beginning of the planning stage, and then the portfolio management investment control starts wanting to get involved more intensely, looking at what you're doing, how you're planning your project, how the money is going to be invested. And you'll notice in the middle lane, which is labeled Enterprise Performance Lifecycle, that's the project management lane, basically. So you'll notice that starts out with small resources, but ramps up continuously as you get toward actually implementing the project down in the last phase. And security is sort of involved at the same level all the way through, because you really need to get them involved early on, because there's a lot of things you need to think about that are very basic to your project. But of course, they're even involved toward the end as you're getting ready to go into production, doing the CNA and so forth. Acquisition, well, they're involved when you're trying to buy stuff. So after SIPC decides what should be invested and how the money should be invested, and then you've got a good project plan in place, then acquisition steps in to begin to participate in the actual buying of contract services or equipment or software or whatever. So you'll see that everyone doesn't have to be involved at every stage, but there are certain stages where we should be involved more than others. And of course, there's lots of resources that are available for you, both at the National Center Office of Critical Partners, and they're out on the web. So, and of course, as was mentioned before, CDC's been working hard to develop a lot of these tools, and the CDC UP is out there, and it's been out there. It has a lot of templates and tools that you can use as you go through the project management lifecycle. And we have a list of the critical partners at the CDC Enterprise level for all the different critical partner areas, except performance, which that was Office of Strategy and Innovation, which isn't there anymore. So I guess Sandra is looking for somebody to take up the performance flag for the Enterprise Critical Partner area. But you'll see this list of names. I mean, we're all here to help. One of the things that we're doing is that, in EA, I've been participating in a lot of center-level stuff because there aren't a lot of enterprise architects around. We're trying to solve that problem by getting more enterprise architects certified around CDC. And right now, there's a few out there other than the folks that are working in the CDC EA program. And are out in the different areas, and we can let you know who those are if you have any questions. But there are a few that have been certified that are out in some of the centers. So, in summary, Critical partners really help ensure that IT projects are planned and implemented in a manner that meets all requirements and business needs. That's really, like I say, we're the subject matter experts that bring in information about enterprise architecture, portfolio planning, finances, and on and on and on. So just think of us that way. And, you know, we're there not so much to be the critical part of Critical Partners, but be the partner part of Critical Partners. We're there to really help you succeed. We're not there to just throw more hoops in your way to for you to get your project done. So, you know, we're there to provide advice. And so the earlier you get us involved, the more we'll be able to give you advice on what you're doing, and the more, hopefully, the fewer surprises you'll run into as you approach these different stage gates in the EPLC. And with that, I think, yep, that's it. So thank you very much.